old stuff mixed in there, and that era seems to just kind of get slept on by a lot of people, unfortunately. After that, two songs by Necrophobic off of The Nocturnal Silence. This is a band I interviewed a couple years back now. Really, really love Necrophobic. Probably one of my favorite Swedish kind of, I guess, death metal bands. I guess you could classify them as, even though they have that kind of black metal element to them as well. Then after that, coming back to CanCon with Spectre Wound, Slaughter of the Medusa, and 12 Moons in Hell. And then Ulcerate with the kind of title track, Destroyers of All, off of course, Destroyers of All. Yeah, the Destroyers of All off of Destroyers of All. So, love Ulcerate. I haven't played a ton of stuff off this album. I played mostly material off their last three albums, Shrines of Paralysis, Cutting the Throat of God, and To Stare Into Death and Be Still, or Stare Into Death and Be Still. I really, really do enjoy Destroyers of All quite a bit. Everything is Fire is also a really great album, but their most recent run of their last two albums or three albums now has been one of my favorite runs in modern metal. Ulcerate, I think, despite having their sound, you know, kind of originate with the whole, like, sort of immolation-y sound a little bit mixed with almost some Gore Guts influence, it seems like they've kind of gone in their own unique direction despite those roots. And nobody else really sounds quite like them now. Honestly, the closest thing I could think to it is if Gore Guts puts out a new album, that will probably be the closest thing to an Ulcerate-sounding album at this time. Anyway, here is Overkill on Harmony Corruption.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. That was All Straight with the Destroyers of All. Before that, Spectral Wound with 12 Moons in Hell and Slaughter of the Medusa. Before that, Necrophobic with Father of Creation and The Ancient's Gate, and Overkill with Fear His Name. Up next, got two songs to close out the night. A little on the lighter side relative to most of what came before. Pentagram with the title track off their third album, Be Forewarned, from 1994. This is probably my second favorite Pentagram album. I'd say Day of Reckoning is my favorite. Be Forewarned is my second favorite. And then Relentless or Pentagram, whatever you want to call it, the third album, or the first album, sorry. It's probably my third favorite, and then First Days Here, and then First Days Here 2, and then I love Review Your Choices and Sub-Basement as well, even though I find they're a little bit more of a mixed bag compared to Be Forewarned. Like, the first three albums and the First Days Here compilation are by far the best material Pentagram ever did, but First Days Here 2 is great, Review Your Choices is great, Sub-Basement is great. I enjoy all those albums. I need to get the... there's an album that came out after, I think, Sub-Basement. I'm forgetting the name of it. It's got Bobby Liebling on the front in, like, a very blue light. Looks quite neat. I'm trying to forget the name. That was a weird one because it was basically Bobby Liebling joined another band, and then basically that band became Pentagram for a little while, or, like, all the members of that band joined Pentagram, so it was kind of like a weird hybrid band. But anyway, that only lasted for a single album. Pentagram's Be Forewarned is one hell of a closer of an album, and it's so gloomy, I find. And the First Days Here version of Be Forewarned, it's neat, but I think the album version, it's a bit longer, it's a bit doomier, and it just kind of grows and grows and grows. I love this version. I think it's such a incredible closer, and Be Forewarned remains like one of my all-time favorite doom metal albums for a reason. After that, this is a bit of a fun one. Don't play them on my show, like, ever. AC/DC with Walk All Over You off of Highway to Hell. It's probably my favorite AC/DC album. Bon Scott's my favorite AC/DC singer. And Walk All Over You is also my favorite AC/DC song. I've always loved this song, and for whatever reason, I know a lot of people stick with the hits with AC/DC, but Walk All Over You, despite being a lesser-known song, just... ugh, every time I hear it, I love it. It's like everything I look for in a rock song. And so anyway, I'll be closing out the night with that. I hope you folks all enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for more Harmony Corruption next week. Stay tuned after this episode for Indie Whimsy. And hope you all have a great night and a great week. Here is Pentagram on Harmony Corruption.
The band played it on the screen. They really rocked our socks off. The crowd roared like a lion. Like you really rocking like a magic kiss.